You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
702 and Cape Talk, open line.
So one of the confusing things about yesterday's appearance before the MPs or former CFO Anush Singh is that at one point he had in fact been asked about the contractual relations between Trillion and Eskom and whether those had been in place. And he said basically that they'd been in place all along. But of course, this doesn't make sense, as Natasha Mazzoni had pointed out, because newspaper reports carried at the time suggested otherwise, courtesy of the spokesperson of Eskom. So something here doesn't quite make sense. The Sunday Times, in fact, had to deal with a denial from Eskom in this regard. And for me, this is a circle that needs to be squared. And so joining me now on the line is Khulu Phasiwe, who is the Eskom spokesperson. Khulu, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Eusebius, and good morning to our listeners as well.
Were you lying to the Sunday Times, or was Anush Singh lying to MPs yesterday?
You know, Eusebius, maybe let me start off by explaining how we work within the Corporate Affairs Division, and myself especially as a spokesperson. When I get a query from Sikonati or whoever, if I do not have the information that obviously has been approved by management, I will go to the specific person who is dealing with that particular issue to get information from them. And before we respond to the journalist, we would obviously also copy the CEO and the person obviously who is dealing with that specific information. So in other words, we want to make sure that we get the necessary approvals before we issue any information. So sometime last year, or possibly even 2016, we got a number of queries around the relationship between Eskom and Trillion in particular, but also McKinsey as well. So we then got information from Eskom management, in particular Mr. Singh himself, where we basically got information that we as Eskom do not have any dealings with Trillion, and as a result, we could not have made any payments to them because there's no relationship with them. So in other words, all I'm saying, Eusebius, is that I derive my mandate from my bosses because...
I understand how you work, Khulu. I want to get to the bottom of the facts. I think you slipped it in nicely there in the middle of your explanation. Are you saying that statement on your part, on behalf of Eskom, was signed off by Anush Singh, that Anush Singh was the person who told you at the time that indeed Eskom has got no contractual relations with Trillion?
100%. And it goes beyond that, Eusebius. We have a procedure where the information, obviously, when it comes, especially in relation to McKinsey and Trillion. So Anush Singh and Mr. Machela Koko and Susan Daniels were basically the people who were dealing with this particular matter. So in other words, whenever we responded to the media, we would get a position statement from themselves, in, obviously Mr. Singh being the key leader as the head of finance within Eskom, and Ms. Daniels obviously as the head of legal at the time. So, and then we would also copy our CEO at the time, Mr. Brian Molefe. So all I'm saying to you is that the information that I had given the newspapers and the interviews that I have done with the station and others was information that was approved. I would be acting, I would say, illegally and irresponsibly if I were to just go out to a radio station and then say things which were not approved.
Okay.
So something had approved the information.
So when you heard Mr. Singh yesterday contradicting what he had said to you at the time, Khulu, you must have been gobsmacked last night to hear him lying to MPs. You agree that he lied to MPs, right?
Well, I was shocked, Eusebius, because everything that we do has to be approved from management. So I was surprised that he was saying that I personally had issued this statement without his knowledge. And I can tell you now, Eusebius, as far as I can remember, there were two statements that we had issued about the Trillion matter, possibly around May last year and also around November last year. In those two statements, which is what Ms. Mazzoni was quoting, we were saying that Eskom does not have any dealings with Trillion and associated companies. And all of those statements were approved by Mr. Singh and the other individuals that I've mentioned.
So the long and short of it seems to be that you were asked, basically, to lie to the media in response to these questions.
You see, the word lying becomes problematic for me at this stage. But obviously, you have your way of interpreting things. So,
well, let me help you out a little bit, Kule, then. Okay. It will make it easier so that it's not just about interpretation. On the 24th of November 2016, you had released a statement approved by Mr. Anush Singh that included the following sentence. We would like to state categorically that Eskom has no contracts in place with Trillion Capital Partners and or associated companies. Describing that as a lie, is that a reasonable description of that sentence?
The point I'm trying to make, Eusebius, is that we now know that what we had issued at the time from our side and myself commenting on it, or at least maybe emphasizing it to the radio stations and everywhere else, now we know that it is not the truth. But at the time, I was given that information, and I did not have any, I would say, reason to doubt that what I was getting from management was not correct.
I know, I get that, Kulu. Your professional credentials are not up here for examination in this particular matter. Clearly, you were shut out. Sometimes spokespersons are not taken into confidence, and that's something you will have to take up with your next CFO to make sure that they don't put you in an invidious position. I'm having a different conversation. That sentence doesn't just say that Eskom has no contracts in place. It actually uses melodramatic adjectival phrases. It says, we'd like to state categorically. Now, what is the opposite of not true?
Well, yeah, you see, the point I'm basically just trying to say is that clearly, if there was anyone who had lied, because lying effectively means that you know the truth, but you're twisting it to suit a particular purpose. I, as a person and a spokesperson for this company, I was given a position from the management to say this is the response. So because I did not have another version, which I now have, and South Africa has, so clearly if I had known at the time that it is not true that we did not have any dealings with Trillion and had made payments to them, obviously I would not have said those
for
things
sure, yeah.
Probably.
So how about this as a summary? Would the following be an accurate summary? You reported honestly a lie that you were told by Anush Singh.
Yes.
Thank you, Kulu.
Thank you, sir.